I'm glad I have both this morning. I'm glad we're saved by grace through faith. No other way. One way to heaven. That's by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, who gave himself for our sins. You say, preacher, why would people get excited about the Lamb? Why would people get excited about the cross? Why would you get excited about going to heaven? I've noticed this. Only people get excited about the places that they're going. Brother Howard and them just got back from Alaska. We had some just got back from Colorado. And nobody else was really shouting about that but them. But can I tell you, we that are going to heaven, Brother Brian, we got something to shout about. I'm glad I'm going to the glorious city. For the builder and the maker is God. Said, who gave himself from our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. Aren't you glad that Jesus died for all? And I sure am glad that the good Spirit of God is amongst us this morning. Wouldn't it be terrible to go to an old, dead, dry church full of religion, bunch of old highfalutin people? I'm glad to be saved this morning. And it's just good to be here. Good to have my friend, Brother Chris, you come preach to us this morning. Boy, God's been so good to us. We've had three saved in a week. They've trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. You may be here today. You've never been saved. It'd be a good day to get on that journey. Trust the Lord Jesus, for he loves you and died for your sins. Preacher, you come. Share your heart with us. I love you. And I appreciate you. Amen.
Well, it's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. Appreciate the good Spirit of God moving on our hearts already this morning. And I thank Brother Ken for giving us this privilege to be able to be with y'all this year. And we was here last year one Sunday morning. Was grateful for that. Y'all a bunch of kind folks. Seem to love God and interested in the Word of God. Amen. And I tell you, I'm interested in that as well. We've been down in Nettleton now for, I guess, going on 13 years, pastoring there. And we've had Brother Ken come preach for us several times. And we love Brother Ken, Miss Renee. We appreciate y'all so greatly. Amen. Love you, family. Well, this morning we'd like to call your attention to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter number 3. The Gospel according to John, chapter number 3. And we would like to call your attention to a very familiar verse this morning. It is found in verse number 16, where the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to just preach for a little while on the love of God this morning. I sure am glad he loves us. Let's go to the Lord. Father, thank you for this great morning. God, thank you for the privilege it is to be yours. And God, I just ask you, Lord, that the sweet Spirit of God have liberty to move on hearts. Oh God, if it's somebody lost this morning, oh God, today, Lord, the Holy Ghost might make real to them, Lord, their lostness. And God, that they might repent and call on the name of Jesus. And God, be saved. Lord, I ask you to help the saints of God this morning. Oh God, help us to understand how much you love us. Lord, for what you do, we'll give you glory. I ask you to hide us. God, we wouldn't be seen or heard, but God, we'd hear from heaven. It's in Jesus' name. And all God's people say it. Amen. Thank you so much for standing. Now, ever since I've been saved by the good grace of God, this has been one of my favorite subjects to study on, how that God loves us. And I want you to understand this morning, God loves us. It's very obvious this morning that God loves us. And I want you to understand this morning, whatever you go through in life, it's not because God doesn't love you. He loves you so much, he allows you as a child of God to go through many things, and he proves his love to us continually, each and every day. I'm glad for the day when the Lord saved me. I've been saved now since 1998, December the 19th. And I won't never forget that day, that morning, when the Lord reached down for me there on I-22 about Sherman, Mississippi, and about 6:30 a.m., and I had never forgot that day. You might forget the very moment, you might forget the time on your watch, but honey, you'll remember the day when the Lord's love come into your heart and you found out what true love really was. And I want you to understand this morning, we don't really understand what true love is until the Lord saves our soul. I'm telling you this morning, as I look at this passage of Scripture, I understand our great God loves us so much that He gave everything for us. And we understand this subject of love, this word love here, is that of agape love. It is that love, my dear friend, that is unconditional. I sure am thankful that the Lord doesn't have any conditions tied to it. Amen. You know, a lot of folks say they love you, but you'll find out they really don't. I'm going to tell you, my friend, there's a lot of folks you'll find out that really do, because God loves them, and the love of God is in their heart, and therefore it is real in their soul. And I want to say this morning, this love, my dear friend, it always seeks the highest good for that one that is the object of its love. And I want you to understand this morning, God loves you so much, He is interested in you. He's interested in you if you're lost this morning and undone without Him, never been saved by the grace of God. I want to tell you, you don't have to die and go to hell this morning. You can be saved by the good grace of God this morning. I'm telling you, I'm glad He saves the whosoevers, aren't you? Red, yellow, black, white, rich or poor. I'm thankful that He gets into the trailer parks, thank God. I'm glad He comes down to the farm. Amen, that's where He found me, down at the farm. But can I say to you, He'll go to the big city. I'm glad that He'll go overseas. Y'all going on a mission trip next year. We was in India this past year. And I'm glad to report to you, God loves folks in India. Amen. I'm glad He loves those in Indonesia. Amen. I'm glad for His great love. But can I say, as we study this subject of love, we understand this love. It is that of perfect love. Thank God, His unconditional love. But might I say to you as well, this love, my dear friend, is a pure love. It is incorruptible. I'm glad, thank God, for God's love this morning. But I want to say also, His love is a permanent love. Thank God for that, is unchanging. I'll tell you, this old world has changed a lot. It's changed in the last 20 years like I cannot believe. But I'm glad, thank God, heaven hadn't changed. I'm glad God hadn't changed this morning. I'm thankful that His Word has not changed. And thank God we ought to stick with Him all the way to the home shore. Because I'm telling you, He's going to stay with you once He's saved you by His good grace. But can I say this morning, we see no doubt, this love, my dear friend, it is a love. It's not a love if, it is a love because I love you. There's no conditions tied to it. And friend, I'm standing amazed that God would love somebody like me. I'm telling you, there couldn't be anything good that God could have seen in me. But I tell you what I've found to be true. God values souls. Souls are very valuable. And I'll tell you, my dear friend, it is our duty, it is our honor to stand. It is wherever we're standing in a pulpit or wherever we're living or wherever you're living on a street corner telling somebody about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What an honor it is to share the love of God with people. But can I say to you this morning, we see there is nothing about us that's lovely, but He loves our soul. He wants to save us by His good grace. But I'm reminded of a book one time that was written by a man by the name of Alfonso. He was Alfonso Liguori. He was a Catholic priest, and I think it was 1750, he wrote a book called The Glories of Mary. And you know what he put in that book? He said this. He said, "For Mary so loved the world that she gave her son." I want to report to you, not so, not so, not so. God, my dear friend, is the one who done the giving. He gave everything for you and me. And friend, might I say to you, Mary, if she could stand before us today, she would take no credit. She would take no glory. She'd give God all the glory and point you to Jesus, my dear friend. But can I say to you this morning, we know no doubt that God did the giving. God's love always come to us first. We love God because He first loved us, amen.
But as I notice this text, we noticed here in our text, the Bible says, for God so loved. I see here in this text the proclamation of God's love. He makes a statement here and tells us for sure that God loves this old world so much. He gave everything for us. And I'm friend, I want you to notice He expresses His love in His Word. I'm reminded of Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 8. For God commendeth His love. What does He do in commending? He demonstrates. I tell you, folks, I tell you they love you. But a lot of times they'll demonstrate it. Amen. I'm glad God demonstrates it to us every day. I'm glad He just demonstrates it every morning. A good friend of mine said when he wakes up in the morning, he's got a glory to God in one foot and a hallelujah in the other. And I want to tell you, why is that? Because He saved you, He set you free, and thank God the Spirit of God dwells in your heart, and you are sealed unto the blessed day of redemption. I'm glad that I can't be too bad to get out, amen. But I'm glad, thank God, I couldn't be too good to get in. I'm glad, thank God, the Lord Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and the life this morning. And if you ever see the portals of glory, I want you to understand this morning, it'll be because of Jesus. Hallelujah. No one else but Him. God commendeth His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful for the good grace of God this morning? But I notice here this proclamation, but notice, if you will, also in our text, the passion of God's love. The Bible says, for God, notice that phrase there, so loved. He so loved, my dear friend. As we think about that so loved, as I studied that phrase, it carries with it the idea of a panting or a longing. And God loved you so much, He longs to save you by His good grace. I didn't understand what that was before I got saved. I didn't grow up in church like this. I didn't know what it was to shout. I didn't know what it was for a preacher to preach. But I'm glad that God, my dear friend, knew exactly where I was. And thank God, some of you may have come from that background. But God, my dear friend, His love is extended to all mankind. Thank God for that. Can I say, our God loves to the extreme. I'm telling you, I think about the little Samaritan woman there that come to the well. We was over in Israel. We were there at Jacob's well. And I'll never forget, as I stood there by that well, I thought about that little Samaritan woman. Oh, I'm telling you, she had had a rough life. She'd been married 5 husbands already, and Jesus said, the one you're living with now is not your husband. But I'm telling you, aren't you glad the Lord still loved her enough? You know what He'd done? The Jews wouldn't even go that way. They'd go around. They didn't want nothing to do with the Samaritans. But thank God, He said, I must needs go by Samaria. I'm glad, thank God, He must needs go by I-22 that morning where I was. I'm glad, thank God, He must needs go by where the drunkard is or the harlot. Thank God the Lord Jesus loves to the extreme. Aren't you glad? Can I say to you, Zacchaeus, he was hated by the Jews. But thanks be unto God, the Lord loved him. He looked up. Aren't you glad He can see where you're at this morning? When you're in your lowest place, thank God He knows where you is. But the thing about it, oh, Zacchaeus was up high, but yet he was low. And he came down and he said, I'm going to go to your house today. I want to tell you, the best thing you'll ever have in your life is when the Lord Jesus comes to your house and, thank God, takes up residence in your heart. And friend, you'll never be the same. Glory to God, you'll look up in the morning and thank Him for the sunrise. Thank God for the birds in the sky. I tell you, I thanked Him for that old buzzard I seen this morning. Amen. There's an old buzzard sitting out here. I thanked Him for the birds are singing this morning. I thank Him, my dear friend, for who He is. I bless His good name. I give Him all the glory. Thank God He loves to the extreme. But I want to say also, He loves to the end. Thank God He don't quit on you, does He? Notice, if you will, in our Bible, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8 in verse number 35, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, might I report? Absolutely not. Shall distress? No. Nor persecution? No. Or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Not so. It is written, my dear friend, for thy sake are ye killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But the Bible says in verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. But notice in verse number 38, the Bible says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor present things shall come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank God, my dear friend, He loves you all the way to the end. I bless His good name. But I noticed in our text as well, I see the proof of God's love. Notice, if you will, in our text, the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Notice this, that He gave His only begotten Son. I'm telling you, my dear friend, God loved us much. He was compassionate toward us. He gave us a compassionate gift. Thank God, my dear friend, He had compassion on you. And I want you to understand this morning, no matter where you come from, God's showing compassion and love towards you. He's speaking to you. I want you to understand this morning, my dear friend, just because God's speaking to you, it's not the preacher's fault. Can I say, I remember when I was lost and undone, my wife, she had an old-time preacher, amen. I'm telling you, I went in under his preaching, and I thought, sure, that preacher had been peeping in my window, seeing what I'd been doing, Brother Ken. But I tell you, ever since I've been saved by the good grace of God, I sure did appreciate that dear old man of God. He had the touch of God on him. I want you to know it's not the preacher bothering you. It's God speaking to you. What an honor the King of Glory would actually speak to a little servant or a little person like us here on this earth. I stand amazed that God would show that much compassion. Can I say we're undeserving? I want you to know this gift is a costly gift. It's very costly. God gave everything for you and me. I can't understand it. I'll never fully comprehend it, but I believe it with all my heart. I love Him this morning. I can't help it. I just love Him this morning. Why? Because He first loved me. And I'm telling you this morning, God's love's for everybody. Thank God. It cost Him everything. The Bible says in Romans 8:32, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. I can't get over it this morning. I've heard people say for years, Brother Ken, people say, and old preachers say over the years in different times, I'd hear them say, you can know that you know, that you know that you know, that you have been born again. And boy, I'm going to tell you, ever since that morning when God saved me and the love of God came in my soul, I've never had a doubt that I was His, and I'm thankful for that. There's been a lot of hell come our way. There's been a lot of hostility, but I'm going to tell you there's been a whole lot of heaven. The heaven outweighs the hostility. The heaven outweighs all the hell. I want to tell you, my dear friend, when you get saved by the grace of God, some people will tell you your troubles are over. They are, as far as being lost again. I'm glad that's settled, hallelujah. But honey, let me tell you, there'll be some troubles come along that'll test you and try you the very day you get saved. And there'll be something come along in life. But I tell you, my friend, no matter when children left home and went wrong, whether people turned away and walked away from you, act like it didn't know you no more, and the devil was trying to destroy you. I want to tell you, my dear friend, God's been faithful. God's been good. He's treated us like royalty, and we didn't deserve it. The only one's royal this morning is Him, thank God. And the Holy Ghost, my dear friend, that lives in your heart, wherever you go, there He is, thank God, within your soul, having you sealed unto the day of redemption. And God the Father, my dear friend, looking down from glory. Oh, thank God. I'm never alone. When you think you're alone, you're never alone, friend, when you say. That's why I don't need the pills and the bottle. That's why I don't need this world. This old world's not my home. Thank God I'm just passing through, a pilgrim, headed to a better land, hallelujah. And I bless the name of the Lord. He could have found something a lot better than me. But I'm glad, thank God. He loves us. What a costly gift that He gave for all of us. But I'm glad, thank God, it was a correct gift. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. I'm telling you, Jesus gave it all. And I want to say this morning, if you go to hell this morning, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. This man's been preaching to you for years in the Holy Ghost, moving in the service and telling you about Jesus. And he brings a whole lot better men than myself to tell you about Jesus. But can I say to you, He is altogether lovely. There's no one like Him. Thank God He's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Thank God for who He is this morning. Bless the sweet name of Jesus. I'm glad this gift, I get ahead of myself. It's a continuing gift. I'm reminded of Romans. Romans chapter number 8, verse 14. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Can somebody say hallelujah there? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank God. Thank God for that closeness. Thank God for His presence. Because in verse 16, the Spirit itself, oh, beareth witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. I want to thank God. Through the valleys, He's there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod, Thy staff, they comfort me. I'm glad, thank God, when you go to the doctor and get a bad report, He don't leave you. I'm glad when your children leave home and wind up in jail. Thank God He don't leave you. I'm glad, thank God, when they come back home. Thank God He stayed there the whole time. I'm glad, thank God, when He loved them so much, when He's in the hog pen, the grace of God crawled over the wire in there with them and brought them out. Hallelujah. Thank God for God's love this morning. Thank God. Thank God for the permanence of this love, for whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have life until you go 60 into 55. No. I'd be out on that one. Life until you sin again. Oh, son. I thank God for His sealing work. I thank God for His saving work. I thank God for His sanctifying work. I thanked Him for His sealing work. Oh, glory to God. It's permanent. I want to say this morning, if you got saved by the grace of God this morning, you'd be saved from then on. Our God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. I'm reminded, the Apostle Paul, one of my favorite verses over in 2 Timothy 1:12, he says, "For I am persuaded." Hey, he said, "I know in whom I have believed." Do you know? I ain't talking about no, I'm talking about no. "I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Next time you see me, you might see me in a casket, but I won't be there. Be absent from this body. Just be present with the Lord. And if you hadn't been saved, you're missing out on the greatest life you can live. I'm telling you, if you'll repent of your sin, God dealing with your heart this morning, you call on the mighty and strong name of Jesus, the name above every name, you'll be saved. But saints of God, I want you to understand, God's love didn't just start that day and stop that day you got saved. It lasts all the way until we leave this world. You come as God deals with your heart today, Brother Ken.
Number 81, let's stand around the building this morning.